Let's take a look at comorbidity now. So while we commonly speak about discrete categories of mental illness, like depression and anxiety, the reality is that they frequently co-occur. In a national study of depression and anxiety in the Netherlands, they found that in individuals with a current depressive disorder, 67% also had a current anxiety disorder, and 81% had experienced an anxiety disorder in their lifetime. In those with a current anxiety disorder, they found that 63% had a current depressive disorder and 81% had experienced a depressive disorder at some point in their lifetime. Interestingly, an Australian study found that women were more likely to experience comorbidity than men. However, this hasn't been consistently replicated in other studies. In individuals diagnosed with a depressive disorder, the most frequent comorbid anxiety disorder was found to be social phobia, diagnosed in 1/3 of individuals, followed by panic disorder, specific phobia, post-traumatic stress disorder, and generalized anxiety disorder, each diagnosed in about 15% of individuals. And in addition, half, so 54.2% of those with a comorbid anxiety disorder had two or more anxiety diagnoses. In another study that included subclinical levels of anxiety in depression, 75% of individuals experiencing depression also reported experiencing moderate to severe worry. 27% reported experiencing panic attacks, 43% reported experiencing moderate to severe somatic symptoms of anxiety, 35% reported experiencing moderate to severe psychic anxiety, so subjective feelings of anxiety, fearfulness or apprehension, 16% reported experiencing moderate to severe phobias, and 5% reported experiencing moderate to severe obsessive compulsive features. We're really starting to see how common depression is comorbid with clinical and subclinical levels of anxiety. In individuals with a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, over 80% of individuals diagnosed are also diagnosed with another mental disorder or medical illness, including comorbidity with anxiety, depression, substance abuse, personality disorders, and medical illness. Individuals with co-occurring disorders report significantly higher levels of disability in social and occupational functioning than those with a single disorder. They also report more severe levels of impairment and a more severe and chronic course. Interestingly, a number of studies have found that individuals with comorbid mental disorders are more likely to seek help than individuals with a single diagnosis. Results from a German study found that healthcare was accessed by 76% of individuals with comorbid mental disorder, but only 30% of individuals with a single mental disorder diagnosis. A Finnish study looked specifically at major depressive disorder and anxiety disorders, found that 59% of individuals with comorbid depression and anxiety accessed healthcare, compared to 34% of individuals with a sole diagnosis of major depression, and 36% of individuals with a single diagnosis of an anxiety disorder. So why is this important? It's important to understand comorbidity as it's likely that even if a student has a diagnosis of a mental illness or they present with symptoms of one, they may have a dual diagnosis or symptoms of another diagnosis. In my clinical experience, individuals with depression often have anxiety symptoms. And individuals with ongoing anxiety often get depressed, and individuals with a history of trauma often show symptoms of either or both depression and anxiety. In addition, stress can lead to mental illness, and mental illness can be very stressful to live with. It's safe to say that there is a significant overlap and co-occurrence of mental illness using this Western model of diagnosis, and there is no one-size-fits-all approach that works for everyone based on their DSM diagnosis. In this training, in the Mental Health Aware Yoga training, we're looking at these diagnostic categories, but when it comes down to our own assessment of our students' needs, we'll be looking at it through the lens of the gunas, but more on that later. Thanks for listening in to this comorbidity lecture. I know that there was a lot of stats in here, but I'm so glad you hung in there with me. I'll see you over in the next video.